720 WGN. Peter Greenberg hosts Eye on Travel. You hear it every weekend on WGN. He is a super flyer, like close to 500,000 miles a year. You see him on PBS. We were talking to him yesterday about the whistleblower at Boeing testifying. This is what he said.
My sources tell me he's not alone. There will be other whistleblowers stepping forward because, remember, the plane that he's talking about, which is the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, was the first airplane made out of mostly composite materials, which is a brave new world there, and it was the most outsourced airplane ever done by Boeing because they wanted to save costs. So there have been, you know, dozens and dozens of subcontractors, none of whom were getting properly inspected. This explains, in part at least, why that door panel blew out on the 737 back on January 5th, because that was a subcontracted item as well. So we have work to do.
Yeah, and he really says Boeing was a great company founded by engineers and run by engineers, and then CFOs took over, and money became the point, not safety. And aside from that, there's also inspection issues, not just with Boeing, but an ongoing issue. Dennis Tager is the president of the Allied Pilots Association. He joins us from time to time. Thanks for joining us, Dennis. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me and for getting me pumped up after listening to Peter, who just nailing it.
Yeah, so you agree with everything he's saying, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when you're trying to get to the bottom of a problem at Boeing, you've got to start at the top. And he's right. They focused on shareholder price and dividends, which is a righteous business cause, but they decided to disregard what Boeing was built on, and that was excellence in engineering and quality assurance. And believe I've been doing this for 36 years, to include time in combat on Boeing aircraft, where it protected me from the enemy outside the airplane. And now I feel like the enemy's within. But we're going to get this right. The country is depending on Boeing. Our passengers are. I am, to get it right. Our airlines. And the bottom line is, if the people who are running it can't get it done right, we're gonna be a part of that world force to say, you're gonna have to do it, or get out of the way. And many of them are getting out of the way.
Good.
You know, it's frustrating because the answer is so clear. This is decades in the making of failure of Boeing. And if you want to find out how to get it done, just look in the rearview mirror how you used to do it.
Well, and he said we all have a voice, that we need to make our voice heard. And that is us as a consumer, you as a pilot. And then there's those safety issues that the Allied Pilots Association is concerned about, that have to do not with a Boeing plane, but with overall maintenance and issues. And I would guess it boils down to people not doing their job. So what are some of the safety issues that you see as a pilot that definitely need attention?
Well, and I'm going to disagree with you there. It's not about people not doing their job. It's the process that's set up and the environment that is set up for that process to happen in. I'll just go right to anybody. You don't have to be a pilot to get this. When you're at the workplace and your boss is coming along and saying, let's go, come on, hurry up, you have a tendency to make mistakes. And when you, in aviation, when you rush, you're rushing to the scene of an accident. So the message we sent to our pilots is to show them there have been incidents going on out there in operations that we know and see at American. I know United is also getting increased scrutiny from the FAA. But this is not a manager saying, hey, let's go do some bad things. This is an insidious buildup. When you have less airplanes out there because Boeing's not delivering them, and Airbus to a degree, you're flying older airplanes longer. When expenses are really high post-pandemic, as they are, you are driving toward bringing your costs down, and then you have less experienced professionals out there. These are all the ingredients to watch the safety margin get squeezed very insidiously, which is probably the most dangerous thing. But here's the good news. If things like these incidents were happening and you see them in the news and no one was saying anything, I'd be very concerned.
Right. And we do appreciate
that. About it is key.
Yeah, the conversation is key, and people in your position, people in the position of Peter Greenberg and the Boeing whistleblower, that's all important stuff, you know. That's how things get changed. And so you're saying, like, when tools are left in wheel wells or something like that, that's because people are rushed, or maybe there isn't enough staff, or in some of the other issues were, you know, maintenance checks. So you identify that kind of as the system having flaws, not people.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're all part of it. We're a symphony of safety. But when you see overnight checks that used to be done on a more consistent basis reduced, you see maintenance that's getting deferred, all of this is legal. But we have a saying in the cockpit, just because it's legal doesn't mean it's safe or smart. And so that's what we're seeing. They're leading to incidents, and we're seeing a change in behavior that's going the wrong direction for what we should be doing, and that is bolstering all these actions. And I want to throw a shout-out, respectfully, the only word I can come up with, to Senator Duckworth. She has been an absolute hero in fighting for aviation safety. Right on up to a letter she sent to the FAA that hit the news about the Alaska flight where the cockpit door blew open. We learned as pilots that it blows open by design. Boeing never told us about that. So it's this type of, you can't have contempt for the pilots who actually operate and keep your product safe. And that's kind of what Boeing has. The FAA is an accomplice in this. It's a strong word. But they moved away from being a regulator to a delegator. Now they're getting it back. They're getting their game back on. But we're going to stand with, it's really the rest of the world, from elected officials to passengers, saying we don't like what we're seeing. And we're going to trap this error and these errors before an incident happens. That's the good news.
That is good news. And I love that you always join us, and you're a straight shooter, which I appreciate. And you would expect support out of Senator Tammy Duckworth because she is a pilot.
Yes, ma'am. She is a fellow pilot, and she gets it.
So as passengers, obviously, it's very safe to fly, but it's very appropriate for you as a pilot and as the president of the Allied Pilots Association to speak up and to be heard, and hopefully people are hearing your voice.
I appreciate that. And just for the record, I'm actually not the president, but he'd be elated to know that his organization is being viewed like that. I do appreciate it. I've been at it a long time. But, you know, the thing I have to really affirm here is that the absence of accidents cannot define safety. You must be proactive, and that's what we're doing out there. And I don't fly an airplane unless I know it's safe and everything around me is safe. And know that pilots out there, we're on the airplane with you. We have a moral and professional obligation to protect you from all adversaries, and we will do that no matter what.
Thank you, Dennis. Have a great day.
Thank you. Take care.
He's a guy, and it's people like him that I want flying my planes when I board. That's Dennis Tager. All right, coming up next, Lauren Lapka in for Steve. She has your news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.